This is Good News Hour, and your speaker at this time is Evangelist David S. Horn, coming to you with a message from the precious Word of God. I'm going to read with you at this time from the book of Romans, the end of chapter 9 and reading into chapter 10. I want to speak first of all of the condition that Israel was in at that time, and then the salvation that passed on from them to the Gentiles. In verse 30 of this chapter 9, what shall we say then? It's a question asked. Then he follows by saying that the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith. Now this is why Israel did not attain to the law of righteousness, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. And he says, wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, men and women that are going to heaven are saved by faith, by grace through faith, and that not of themselves, it is the gift of God. In the Old Testament dispensation, men were brought to God on the ground of works. That is, it was the dispensation of law, this do, and thou shalt live. But in the dispensation of grace, it is finished. We start with a finished work and a faithful word. Now into chapter 10 of this book of Romans. Brethren, and the Apostle Paul is the speaker. He also was a Jew, and he said, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Now, when he wanted to see them saved, why? It was because they were lost. It's only lost men and women that need to be saved. And here was a man that had been saved. Now he had a burning desire in his heart and soul, and that was for the nation of Israel, his own people after the flesh. And I'm reading on now, brethren, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. That they might be saved. Above everything else, it was the salvation of their souls. For I bear them record that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. And he goes on to say, following that, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man that doeth those things shall live in them or by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring Christ up again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between Jews and Greeks or Gentiles, for the same Lord is over all and is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call upon him whom they have not heard? And how shall they believe on him whom they have not seen or believed? And I just misquoted that. I'll read it again. How shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. In verse 17 of this chapter, he said, "So then faith cometh by hearing." Now men and women, first of all, must hear the message of salvation before they can believe it. And then when the message comes to them, they can believe it, because I'll tell you why. It comes from God that cannot lie. When we take up the Bible, the Word of God, and read from its holy pages, we're giving you not what we think, not what saith the church, but in the verse that I call our attention to, what saith the Scriptures, what saith the Scripture. We are face to face this morning with God and the Word of His grace, and men and women are going to be judged in that coming day out of the Scriptures. Now, today, I take up the language of the dear Apostle Paul and say to you, brethren, my heart's desire and my prayer to God is that you might be saved. God wants to save you. He is interested in you. And the speaker today can say, and I'd like to see you saved. Above any other one thing that could happen to me today would be this, that someone would believe the message of God's salvation and receive His beloved Son as their Savior and pass from death into life, from the power of Satan to the power of God, and be translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's beloved Son. And our heart's desire is more a burning desire for you is that you might be saved. And then he speaks of his own nation, Israel, and he said, I bear them record. They have a zeal. Let me tell you how he knew that. There wasn't a man, I suppose, that ever lived before the Apostle Paul that was more zealous for the tradition of the elders or the Jews than Paul himself. That man found himself putting saints to death. That is, he held the clothes when they stoned Stephen the martyr to death. He said, I gave my voice. Yes, go ahead, boys. I'll watch your clothes. And yet God met that man, that very religious man, and showed him he was religious but lost. And he knew it. And God saved him on the road to Damascus. Now, since he has been saved, now he could say, now I am telling to others how he saved a poor sinner like me. And he'll save you today, beloved friend. Well, he said of them again, I bear them record that they have a zeal, plenty of zeal. And I tell you, we have a lot of zealous men and women, and they're giving of their talent, they're giving of themselves, they're giving of their money. But salvation does not come by works, and salvation does not come by zeal. Salvation comes to us through the Lord Jesus Christ that came down and died to save sinners. The Word of God says Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And the men and the women, the boys and the girls that will accept Christ as their Savior, they are the ones that will obtain God's salvation. So he said again in this verse, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness. Are you sure, beloved friends, today you have God's righteousness? And if you're not sure, someone is saying, well, I'm pretty shaky, and I wonder sometimes if I'll make the grade. Well, you listen to this. In verse 8 of our chapter, what says it? Listen to God. That is, what does the Word say? Well, he goes on to say in verse 8 of this chapter, the Word is nigh thee. That's the Word of salvation. That's the Word of God. It is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth. That is the Word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. How would I know it, said someone. Will you hear his word once again? What saith it? Listen to him. Take his word. Romans 10 and verse 8. What saith it? The word is nigh thee, in your home, then in your mouth, and in your heart. Then he says to you that if thou, the person, shall confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And God has never failed to make that good on the part of any man, woman, boy, or girl that would say, Jesus, I will trust thee with my soul, poor and weak and helpless. Thou canst make me whole. Then again I repeat, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, that's one, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead when our Savior was taken down from the cross and placed in the grave on the third day. God raised him from the dead by the power of an endless life, and he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. He was seen of his own disciples for a period of about 40 days, and then he finally ascended up into heaven and went back to the right hand of God. He's there on the majesty on high, sitting there, and for nearly 2,000 years has had his servants out preaching the good news of his free salvation to everyone that will receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. John 1 and 12 says, "But as many as received him," will you not do it today? "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." It is so simple, it is so easy, it is so wonderful that men and women, boys and girls, have just taken their place at the foot of the cross and said, "Jesus, I'll have you right now. I own you as my Savior and Lord." And in doing so, they've passed from death into life, and they are now on their way to heaven. Some are already there. "Oh," said someone, "I'd like above everything else if I could say that." Well, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You have heard it, if you believe it. Well, I'll tell you what will happen. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Make him yours, and thou shalt be saved.
We trust this soul-stirring message has reached hearts today. Now we'd like to get a line from you. This address will reach us. Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. Now we're waiting for a line from you, and it would encourage us greatly. We'd like to know that work is being accomplished in the souls of the Lord's people, and also that sinners are being reached. Cheer our hearts by sending us a line. Do it right today.